The US president will host a climate summit with 40 world leaders from tomorrow. The meeting will be virtual and comes against a backdrop of a huge rebound in carbon gas emissions this year after lockdowns around the world last year, and a promise from the US to cut its emissions to try help slow down a rise in the world's temperature. A report by the International Energy Agency says most of the emissions surge this year is because of more coal burning in Asia. Dr. Dermot Tawney is Associate Professor in the School of Law and Government in DCU. Dr. Tawney, good morning. Thanks for talking to us today. We'll talk about the summit shortly, but first, that report by the International Energy Agency, it painted a very gloomy picture and begged the question, what, if anything, will change on climate policy if or when this pandemic is over?
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks for having me on. Yes, the IEA report yesterday did, as you say, paint a gloomy picture. What it really tells us is that a global pandemic is not a sustainable way to reduce our impact on the climate. We saw last year a large decline in the order of 5% emissions reduction last year, but basically a rebound to where we were in 2019, more or less. And that tells us that in recovery, we're not yet learning we're not yet reflecting on our unsustainable practices. The pandemic is an opportunity to think again about how we live our lives, and I think yesterday's report from the IEA tells us that as things stand, we are to a significant extent returning to the status quo, which is disappointing to see.
Okay.
On the question of China, though, it's interesting to note also that China, the growth in renewables this year is also driven by China. So China is of a scale that everything China does on the negative and the positive side looks very big in a global context.
It's China and Russia are taking part in the summit when it wasn't clear initially that they would. Why is Joe Biden hosting this summit now?
So I think there are a couple of reasons. One is to signal to the world that the US is back on the global stage, committed to multilateralism and committed to climate change, two things which obviously his predecessor strongly rejected. It's also a chance for Biden to showcase his climate plans domestically, and it's expected that Biden will announce a significant decarbonization commitment. It's being reported, or it's widely expected, that the U.S. commitment will be in the order of a 50% reduction compared to 2005 levels by 2030. So there's a domestic element and a global element to the summit. Of course, it also coincides with Earth Day, which takes place tomorrow.
Yes. Briefly, Dr. Tawney, Ireland is involved. How are they involved and why?
Well, Ireland, although a small part of the global picture, Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions are high on a per capita basis, so our individual greenhouse gas emissions are high by global standards. One of the significant things on the domestic climate agenda today is that the revised climate bill is being introduced in the Dáil, and that's expected to pass through the legislative process over the coming weeks and months. And that'll commit Ireland to stronger climate action, and will put in place a set of binding carbon budgets, overall caps over a five-year period on greenhouse gas emissions.
Dr. Tawney, apologies, we need to leave it there, but thank you very much for speaking to us. Dr. Tawney's Associate Professor in the School of Law and Government in DCU.